It's not that type of golf. Disc golf. Today, we meet Stefan with Animated Disc Golf. He's going to tell you all about the disc golf community in the Dayton area and this new exciting indoor putt-putt golf league that's starting right around the corner. So come on in and find out if you can make a hole-in-one.
Welcome to the Dayton Approved Podcast with Frank O'Neill. This is where the local Dayton businesses get a spotlight.
Welcome to Dayton Approved, exploring Dayton small businesses and nonprofits with Dayton Discount Furniture. Today we have, I always want to say Stefan, even though I know that's not right. It's Stefan Downing with Animated Disc Golf. How are you doing
today? There you go.
Today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Frank.
Yes, thank you for coming onto the show to tell us all about disc golf and what your disc golf company does in the Dayton area, because it's some fun, entertaining excitement going on.
Yes, we definitely have some cool things coming up soon, so it's definitely going to be an exciting week. So
yeah. Perfect time to get you on the show.
Yes,
perfect
it is.
Time to get
thank
you on
you.
The show. Well, cool. Well, let's talk about a couple things. I always like to jump in with just highlighting some bullet points on the mission statement. And I know that there's a couple of things that I really liked about your mission statement. And basically, it talks about an inclusive style for, like, all or any skill level players. So tell us about what that means to you and how that is inclusive to all.
You know, so with us, we do run several leagues, a putting league and a bag tag league, and I feel like the disc golf community is growing at a fast pace, and there is a lot of new disc golfers coming into the disc golf game. And I feel like with our league, we have pros, a lot of different levels. You know,
yeah, you got different all different levels of players.
And that's one thing is we do we want to include everybody. So with us, we like to disc golf in pretty big groups. And so in some of them groups, you'll have pros and you'll have some newbies in there. And a lot of the time, the pros and the more experienced players are helping out the new players, mm-hmm. which helps them, you know.
Yeah, it helps everyone build their skills up.
A little bit faster. And I feel like that goes, we are very lucky to have a big disc golf community in Dayton with a lot of people doing a lot of big things. We got Hazy Shade Disc Golf and More, which is our local disc golf store, and they've been in the community pretty much
from the beginning of disc golf.
From the beginning of the disc golf, you know, you have a lot of OGs. Shout out to them that have actually paved the way, that have made Dayton disc golf what it is today, and that we enjoy a lot of courses in our area. And yeah, we are definitely very lucky. We have a lot of courses within a 10-mile radius, 10, 20-mile radius.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, we are definitely lucky, and thank you to everybody that has played
a hand
in
that. Yeah,
well,
that's cool. Yeah, I mean, everyone's doing their own. I understand there's a bunch of other people that have, I guess you could say, contributed substantially to the disc golf community in Dayton, but you guys are adding another little twist or making it grow even bigger and better, so that's always important too. So it's good to give shout outs to the legacy, I would say. Well, cool. Well, one of the other things that you talked about was shared experiences with friendly competition. So, you know, tell us a little bit more about the friendly competition that you guys, like, you know, you're all about, and how it's not necessarily, I mean, obviously there's winners.
You know, we're always, everybody's competing, you know what I'm saying? Who doesn't want to win? But everybody has their day, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like sometimes, you know, it might be my day, it might be my buddy's day, but I'm still going to encourage him just because I might not be having a great round.
Right.
And he's having a good round. I definitely still want to encourage that. And I feel like that's what we do. You know, we like to stay positive. It's pretty much a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a family atmosphere, you know, kid-friendly. We're always on the course, so that's one thing about us is, like, we definitely like the positive atmosphere and, you know, rooting everybody on.
Yeah. I mean, I did actually get to experience one of the games here because we did a little dry run, I guess
you could
say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely something that I felt, me being a newbie, literally, I might have thrown a disc golf maybe once or twice before, but never like on a course. And yeah, I
was... Well, I don't know, man, because I think you were kind of trying to hustle us, because you were knocking down some pretty nice putts out there. I think you might have hit more than me, so not to be in my feelings or anything, but...
Well, you know, like I said, I've got pretty good eye-hand coordination, so I'm pretty good at picking up, picking that type of stuff up. So.
See, and like, like you said, we did a dry run for our putting league, like setting up, and that's one thing. Like, you were new, so we like to encourage that. It's definitely a fun atmosphere, and definitely excited about putting league coming up this week. So,
yeah, we'll definitely talk more about that here in a little bit, but. Before we get into all that, let's get into your story. How did you decide, let's do this thing on animated disc golf? How did it all come about? Where did the dream start? Where, you know, just give us a brief rundown on your history.
You know, so really I was introduced to disc golf maybe in 08, 09. Then I moved to Phoenix. My wife and I, we actually went to high school together. But after
high school. So, did you go to high school around here?
Yeah, I went to Fairborn High School. I'm originally from Fairborn.
So you're definitely OG Dayton guy.
Yeah.
Then.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yep. So I ended up moving out to Phoenix, and we ended up having kids, and we've been back in Ohio for about 10 years. And so before I left, you know, nobody was really playing disc golf. Disc golf wasn't, you know, it was kind of like an underground sport. I was just really introduced to it. Played it for like 6 months, maybe to a year. And when I moved back to Ohio, I want to say it was in 2015, all my friends were playing it.
Yeah,
everybody's playing it. So I was kind of was reintroduced back into it, you know, and kind of got caught up. So with my buddies, they had been playing for some years. So kind of got back into it and playing it, was having fun. And then... right before, like, so I was playing probably about 2 years, and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And the last tournament, I believe, was Ledgestone, which is in Illinois, for the, like, big disc golf tournaments.
Yeah.
So we had scheduled to go to that, and went with the family, a couple buddies, and went out there, and it was just it was the best atmosphere, you know, met a lot of different people. I met a disc golfer from North Carolina who actually inspired me a lot. His name was Philip Disc Golf with a Black Guy. check him out, because, you know, honestly, on the course, when I first started playing, you really didn't see too many of us out there. So it was kind of cool to be on a card at my first major tournament with somebody that I could relate to.
Yeah.
We had a blast. So he was telling me about how he was on Instagram and was posting a lot of his content.
No, wait. Are you saying disc golf was primarily like just a bunch of like white people playing?
No, I'm not really saying like white people, but you don't really see a lot of, you know, you weren't really seeing a lot of black people out there, because disc golf wasn't really that. Disc golf hit the boom. A lot of people, because it was kind of like a COVID-proof sport.
Yeah.
You could go outside and not in...
So everybody
and
could
keep
play
your distance, you know what I'm saying? So everybody could still play while COVID was still kind of going on. So
no, I'm just wondering, I mean, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about disc golf either until I started talking to you. So I was like, oh, well.
There's definitely a lot more black disc golfers now, you know what I'm saying? There's a few pros. But it was cool to meet him, and he kind of was, you know, schooling me on some things, like social media-wise. He's like, yeah, you need to get out there, because I already kind of had, like, so my Instagram name is Big Smooth.
Okay.
So I kind of got that early playing disc golf, just handed down, just from playing. I'm just a smooth thrower.
Yeah.
So me and my wife came home, started Instagram, and she started doing running the animated disc golf Instagram. So we were just posting content, doing voiceovers, you know, just getting into it, kind of trying to figure it out, and so it kind of caught on. So we're just posting content, you know, growing as a brand. Disc golf manufacturer, Gateway Disc Sports reached out to us about some things. So we worked with them, and that was our initial, we're kind of got our foot in the door moment. They actually sent us 100 discs with our animated disc golf stamp, and we kind of that's how it kind of started, and we just
kind of got all going.
Kind of kept growing. We work with Double G. We sponsored him for a year. He's a professional disc golfer. We did some graphic work for his page, Double G Jerky. So, and we just kind of kept rolling. Did a lot of graphics for. We did some USDGC graphics for the distance competition, and we just kind of kept networking and going from there.
Right. Well, why don't you tell everyone what anime disc golf is then? Like, I know that you're working on the indoor putt-putt, which is a totally different thing than what you guys normally do. So why don't you just describe, let people know what it is exactly that you guys do, because I'm sure people are like, well, what is it? You know, what is anime disc golf? You know, what's going on there? So
I kind of describe it as, first of all, it's kind of like we're a feature brand. We like to feature a lot of different athletes and disc golfers from, you know, the United States and all around the world. Just trying to just promote different things, you know, just having fun. And because obviously with disc golf growing, there's opportunity for sponsorships. So and that's one thing, too, is like we definitely like to see a lot of disc golfers get sponsorships. So
do you guys have like a summer league where you guys organize things, where teams come together, or how do you guys
do? We do have a bag tag league.
Okay. Let's talk about the bag tag league.
So pretty much it's like with the bag tag league. This year was our biggest year for bag tags. Okay. We had over 111 bag tag holders. So really the premise of this is you start from one, and let's say we'll narrow it down. We'll just go 1 to 20. Okay. So say you got 20 disc golfers.
Yeah.
So we do a live draft to get your number.
Okay.
So like say really you want to be the number one spot.
Right.
So a lot of the people, you want to work your way up to number one. So if you're 20, like say I'm going to challenge 15. Yeah. To get to 15, so then I'm one step closer to getting number one.
So if you're number one, people are going to constantly challenge you.
They're coming for you. They're coming for you, you know. They're coming for you. If you're ducking challenges, people are going to call you out, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's one thing, too, is like then – so it goes on for – that's like the first part of the league. It goes on for like 2-3 months, and then we try to narrow it down. So the one thing is you have to have a certain amount of challenges to to qualify for the playoffs. In the playoffs, we did the usually it's the top 32, and then they play in a bracket style tournament. So we play five, I want to say we did five courses, and each time it's a different course, and less people get, it's always elimination. So you're going to, and then we go. So the winner of that gets $200. And the second place gets $100.
Okay.
And that was our third year doing that this year. So
nice. Now do they have to pay to join this thing?
So it was initially $15 for your bag tag.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much it. Then you're pretty much playing. Yeah. You're pretty much got your if you.
You have to pay for the course though. I'm assuming.
No, you don't have to pay for the course.
Oh, no, it's all included. No. Okay. Mm-mm. Wow.
That's one thing about The Dayton community, a lot of the courses, Dayton Disc Golf does a lot of events, and they pretty much orchestrate like what goes on with the courses and stuff like that. So, like when I was kind of saying, we are blessed to have the community that we have. There's definitely a infrastructure of what goes on and how we're able to keep these courses looking good. The parks and recs in the different counties are definitely a big part of it too.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's cool. That's cool. So I didn't realize that. So I guess it's not like kind of like regular golf where you pay to play.
It's more
open at a park community type of deal. Mm-hmm. And
but there's tournaments that you have to pay to get in.
Right.
Like, and then you win, you know, if you're a pro, you win money. If you're an amateur, you get disc. And
all right. And so that's the summer league. And then like the winter time, like now, you create this whole new thing that's not really around. The indoor putt-putt.
Yeah. So really it's kind of like we call it putting league, and there's been a lot of different styles of putting league, and I feel like this will be our third year doing it, and we wanted to bring like something different to it. So we kind of set it up to where it's like a putt-putt feel. You feel like you're actually going and playing around.
Yeah.
So we set it up. It's 9 holes. You get 2 putts at each station, and you go through twice. And for putting league, like say if you do have one bad round, like say if you're on fire the first round, you're knocking down putts. Yeah. That second round, you have a lackluster round. Mm-hmm. There's an optional buy-in to replace that bad round.
Right. Do like a third round.
Yeah. So, and I feel like it's definitely fun. It's competitive, and I'm definitely excited and looking forward to it.
Yeah. No, that sounds exciting. So it's kind of cool. That's a unique, different ordeal. So that's nice to let everyone know what it is disc golf wise, what you're doing, because there's, you know, obviously different avenues you can go.
Oh yeah.
As far as what the disc golf stuff is. Well, you know, let's talk about things that you know, that Anime Disc Golf does for the community. How they support you know, local community, and how they support the economy. I know that, like you were saying, the fact that people are just in general together, it's a great networking opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like not
all sorts of people play disc golf.
A lot of people play disc golf, and it's not even like limited to just animated disc golf. I feel like the whole community works together as a whole and like helping people out. We have a group in a Facebook group called Southwest Disc Golf, where all the disc golfers are in. And you know, sometimes if somebody needs something, you might see a post like, "Hey, I need a plumber.
Right.
I need this, I need that." You know what I'm saying? Like, I have buddies that are, that's a realtor.
Yeah.
I got a buddy that's an electrician. So a lot of that is working, because usually the first place somebody's going to ask, like, if they need something, like, this is going to go into the group, in the disc golf group, because, you know, you got like 3,000-4,000 people in there.
Yeah.
So
why not, you know, utilize your group that you know? And we all have this common interest. We all know that we're good people. Let's, you know, help each other out type of deal.
It's kind
of,
it's definitely like that.
Yeah, because you're developing that family feel, like you were saying.
And that's one thing, is like, I feel like when people fall on hard times, it's one of those things, is like, I see a lot of people going in there like, "Hey, we're going to do a fundraiser round, or we're going to do this. We're going to do this to try to help make money." And I feel like us as a whole community, not just animated disc golf, that's what's awesome about this community.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's willing to drop what they got going on to help somebody out.
Yeah, and that's really cool. That's really cool. It's really nice to have that sense of community.
Yeah.
Especially in this age of today where we have the cell phones and we're connected but really disconnected,
type of deal.
Yeah. So it's nice to have that sense of feel of community that, you know, I remember you were saying this was like essentially a hobby for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like how it got started, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're like, you know, we're just going to turn this thing into something else, you know?
It's like, it's kind of hard, like, when you see people trying to do their thing and, like, adding their little piece to the disc golf community here, you definitely, it's hard not to try to add on to that.
And then other things, too, is, like, you have local sponsors, too. So I know, like you said, Hazy Shade, Urban Disc Golf. There's some other local sponsor stuff you got going on.
Yeah, so Hazy Shade Disc Golf and More is sponsoring the Putting League, is along with Dayton Discount Furniture.
Yes, sir.
And actually, we got a new sponsor.
Speaking of Dayton Discount, I normally have my mug over here.
Right.
Jeez.
There. And actually, we got Papa John's on as a sponsor, too, for Putting League. So if you order anything during the Putting League, you get that at 50% off?
That's correct. That 50% off here in the Fairborn location.
Yeah.
It's Animated Disc Golf. It's if you're playing for the disc golf. You can't just be listening and be like, "Yo, I want that Animated Disc Golf discount." They're not going to. It's only here at the Fairborn place because you're part of the league.
We can do a daily code, too. Just tell them on.
Exactly. I'm trying to get them to give me.
You ain't getting no 50% off if you ain't putting.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to get Papa John's to give me the Dayton discount 50% all
the
time.
That'd be sweet.
Discount.
You'd be taking over the game.
Yeah.
Like, man.
Just getting pizza all the time.
He's like, "I'm just going to order the pizza."
Yeah.
Just order it through me and then.
Exactly. Dayton discount. Just want to. Keep saying that.
We might be on to something, so you might not want to add that.
That's true. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the different things. Like, how's your, you know, business a little bit different than others? Like, I know you were telling me style. You got this urban style. So tell us what that's about.
Well, I just feel like we like to, you know, obviously with disc golf, you know, some things have already been, you can only do so
it's
much.
It's kind of hard to reinvent the wheel, is what we call that.
Just like that. So we just try to add our own little unique spin on it, you know, to make it, you know, it's us. When you see something, you know it's animated disc golf.
Right. So, yeah, you're inside, you're in the back of the furniture warehouse.
Like, I haven't seen a, have you seen a, anybody out there seen a disc golf putting league at a furniture place?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, it's different.
Yeah, so.
But it's very functional and cool.
Like, dude, it was really smooth, like, setting it up. Like, I was kind of, like, not really, like, thinking.
You were a little nervous.
I wasn't really nervous, but I was kind of like, okay, I kind of think how this is going to work, but it really went smooth.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is, like, you can, honestly, you got enough room to change it every week.
Yeah.
So it could be some, you know, one hole might be.
I like the 3-week idea, though, because, I mean, it's going to. Yeah. That second hole, which is used 4 different times, that could definitely be moved around.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And that'll change the whole thing up. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. You definitely got some options here. So that's one thing I'm excited about. So definitely January 24th, 7:30, Dayton Discount Furniture Animated Disc Golf Putting.
Yeah, it's starting actually this Friday. Because we're releasing this episode Wednesday, so it's going to be starting this Friday. It's going to be, what, a 10-week league?
Yep, 10 weeks.
10 weeks. And you don't have to go every week, by the way.
Yeah,
right?
You don't have to.
It's just a pay-per-week type of deal.
It's a flex start, so you don't have to show up right at 9:30, but we would like to.
7:30.
Did I say 9:30? 7:30. 7:30.
Now, do you think it's going to last till about 9:30, 10? Like, what should we even tell people? I don't even know.
I would say. At 10, last round has to be started by 9. Your last round has to be started by like 9:30.
Right, because you got to clean up.
Because honestly, I'm thinking we probably have a nice little turnout.
Because
honestly, I was timing the rounds. It took us about 10 to 12 minutes per.
It felt longer, but interesting.
Well, we were filming, so it was kind of. But yeah, I feel like it should breeze by. I think it'll be cool because we'll send them. Yeah, so not our first rodeo, so I think we'll be able to get everybody through smoothly.
All right, well, that's good. So probably 9:30 last round type of deal. Starts at 7:30. Papa John's Pizza is going to be available for 50% off. Where else can you do that? We got plenty of dining room tables.
That's right.
Ready for you to sit and eat and enjoy your food. I mean, come on now. Where else?
Yep.
So I'm actually not going to be here for this one. I'm going to be in Vegas. I'm really upset.
I know, man.
I missed the first one. It better go well. Hopefully Bruce isn't like, oh, my God.
Like, what's going on here? Yeah. What?
It's all right, though. He'll live.
Bruce will be all right.
Yeah. He'll be all right. He'll find something for him to do.
He'll be all right.
Yeah, so basically the urban style is what makes you guys different. You know, it's all about fun. And, you know, you got the indoor putt-putt league. That's a big differentiator compared to other places that are going around.
Yeah, we just like to have fun, man. Like, you can't, you know, you have to. And one thing about finding a putting league, it's definitely not easy to find a spot, you know. And that's one thing you definitely have to, you have to be on the lookout. So, that's why we didn't have one last year. We kind of, Mike built a skate park in upstairs where we were at. And, so we didn't have it last year. It was definitely hard. And, you know, just definitely thanks to Frank that we lucked out. And, you know, if you don't ask, you don't know. So right, I'm definitely right. glad I asked you.
Yeah, that's true. It's better to ask and get get a no than not ask at all and be afraid
to get
that
no. After I asked you and you said, yeah, you were hitting me up like, yeah, when's the putting league?
When's the putting league? Yeah. So, yeah, I'm all about that.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good time. So, if you're definitely want to have fun, you know.
I was thinking for years, too. I was like, you know, I feel like there's just so much space back here with my for the furniture. I was like, there's got to be something cool that we could do with this space. There's got to be something cool. And then when you said that.
Like, it worked out.
I was that just makes so much sense to me.
When I walked back there and I seen, like, the rows of sofas, I was like, oh, man, I got to ask because this could be something. So, yeah, it was definitely the space looked, it was, So, thank you. Thank you again.
Absolutely.
Everybody thank Frank for all the fun you're going to be having for the next 10 weeks, because it's going to be a blast.
It is going to be a good time. It is going to be a good time. I can't wait for that. So let's see. What else did we talk about? Yeah, the indoor putt-putt's different. That's something that no other place is doing. I think we should really, really harp on that, because, like, I don't know. I mean, maybe in other areas, but definitely in Dayton, there's no indoor putt-putt disc golf.
There's really not. You know, there's been some disc golf leagues, but I feel like we...
Actual indoor wintertime ordeal?
Yeah, there's been a couple leagues, but, like, now, I feel like we're the only one. They got a couple in Cincinnati. There's some leagues in Cincinnati, but as far as Dayton, I think we're the only one right now.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say there was one a couple years ago, too, when we... we're in our second year, ran by Patrick Gray, but he moved away. So, we're the only league in town. And
so this is going to be pretty big then.
Yeah, I feel it is. It's going to be fun. You know, it's different. Like, who's putting in a furniture store?
Exactly. And I'm thinking, like, in 10 weeks, it's going to be a lot bigger than this first week. It's just going to grow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It kind of reminds me of, like, the old school video game, like, Tony Hawk is like, you know, play the video, you know, skate in the furniture, you know, warehouse.
Right? And I kind of feel like we've had, you know, obviously we've done this is our first putting league that we've ran. So I think some people are familiar with how we run our putting league and are definitely would like to see you guys out there, like to see some new faces. And it's going to be fun. I'm definitely excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely going to be good. And I can't wait to meet all the,
Dayton disc golf community.
That's right. Dayton disc golf community. That brings us to successes and milestones. You already kind of hit it on the head, like saying that, you know, being able to find here Dayton Discount Furniture as the place to be able to do this indoor golf league. Mm-hmm. Now, you did have to take a year sabbatical off because you didn't have a place.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess really kind of can really talk a little bit about that. Like, how was it before? How many years did you do it before?
Two.
Two.
So this past season was the last winter we didn't have it. That was the 1 year it was hard. My putting suffered going into the season.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not there's a lot of winter golfers out there, but I'm not one, because once our actual bag tag league is over, it kind of transitioned perfectly into my kids' basketball season.
Yeah.
And my wife and I actually coach, so
yeah.
It kind of gives us a little break. And then, so with the putting league, having the putting league going on while their basketball season, it kind of keeps me putting.
Yeah.
So without having that, it was a rough start to the season.
Yeah.
Definitely excited about getting those extra reps in this year.
Well, that's good. That's good. So number six bullet point is, you know, what are some challenges you face as a small, business owner, leader in Dayton? I know you said basically, I wrote down the haters. What's going on with the haters?
You know, sometimes you just got to, it's hard when you start a brand. You know, everybody's not going to like what you do.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're confident in what you do, you keep going.
I was talking yesterday. I was recording an episode, and I was talking to a guy, and he said he owns On Par, and he was just telling me about, kind of the same thing, the haters, where, it's amazing how many people show quick to say, that's a stupid idea.
Yeah.
They'll never work. You crazy? I don't understand. Whatever, they just come at you with all these things, and you're just like, if you don't got anything nice to say, why don't you just... say nothing at all,
Sometimes, some people doubt, I'll tell you this, doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will.
Yeah.
So,
I just think there's people out there that really enjoy shitting on people is what I call it.
Yeah. Well, that's not my style.
Right. That's not my style either.
Yeah, it's one thing. It's always going to be something, when you start something. So it's always just, that's why we try to stay positive and keep moving,
He said that when he first started his new business On Par here, this is his 12th business he did. He said he started writing down all the he got to the negative comments, wrote them all down, and used it as a motivation board every day.
Yeah.
And look at that every day, would read them. And I'm just like, dude, that is like next level,
Well, that's really what you got to do. You got to keep your head down. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It just bounces off.
Stay hungry.
Stay focused on what you're doing. And people will see.
Did you have any experience when you were trying to start this? Like anything that sticks out of your mind?
Nothing personally, in particular? You know, it's just stuff. Not even worth talking about.
Yeah.
It's just, you just keep moving.
You just keep moving.
You know, I feel like when you... if people are hating, you're doing something right.
Right.
You know, so that's how I take it. We just keep moving, staying positive, and that's how we roll, man. That's how you stay ahead of the game.
Yeah. Is there anyone that you met or any story of anyone you met like in this process where you're like, man, I really changed that person's life, or I can feel that I touched it, or they touched mine, or something, you know, something that was just more impactful than you were kind of expecting?
Well, yeah, I feel like there's, you know, I've had, you know, a couple people like, I'm not going to say names, you know, there's been some people that have reached out, like, you know, that have been team members and been like, hey man, you know, I got a big sponsorship and I want to thank you guys, you know, and that's what it's about, is seeing people do great, you know. Yeah. You want to help somebody move on to the next level.
Of course.
And that's what it's about. And that's as a feature brand, and that's what we like to do. We like to put the spotlight on other people.
Now, you're big into sports, so I do really feel that group, that team mentality come into play. Like, you really truly understand that sports-like team mentality.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I feel like you really want to incorporate that in with this disc golf.
Yeah, you definitely have to have a solid team around you and solid people around you.
Yeah. And I think that's interesting because I don't know if disc golf, like, at least for me, first thought is like, I don't know, I don't really view it as a team sport. Mm-hmm. I kind of view it more as like an individual sport, kind of like golf,
yeah,
right?
It is. You know, there it is an individual sport.
But I'm just saying, like, the thing that I noticed that's really different is that you kind of incorporate this team idea, this family, mm-hmm. this, like.
Yeah, it's because we're all having fun. We like to call them mob rounds. We like to mob mm-hmm. out, you know, 4 to 8 people.
Yeah.
On a car, just throwing, having fun, just, you know, shooting the shit. Excuse my language.
No, it's all good.
But yeah, that's what it's about, is having fun. That's how you meet people, you know,
right.
And that's what it's about, is those relationships. And
do you think disc golf has changed your life?
I feel so. I feel, yeah, because I've met a lot of people, all the people I've met through disc golf, you know, that I hang out with, disc golf with, and, you know, we have fun. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's
even a weird way, like, we didn't technically meet through disc golf, but disc golf is bringing us together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
that's right.
It does something. It's doing something.
It is.
It's,
you know?
It's part of the magic sauce, I guess you could say. Well, awesome. Is there any, number 7 bullet point that we normally talk about is other local businesses and organizations that you have helped personally, or your business has helped charity wise. So I know that you said you sponsor people, you've sponsored teams.
Yeah.
And then you've also done some charity events.
So let's
talk about
some
all
of
that
the
stuff.
Funnest events that my wife and I like to play in are charity events.
Mm-hmm.
We had a disc golfer in the community, John Tyree. He runs a big tournament at the end of the year at McGregor Park on a temp course. That's one of the – me and my wife play that event every year.
Mm-hmm.
We play an urban disc golf event. Any charity event we can get in, we usually like to get in it.
Now, I think you were saying something about the Pink Ribbon Girls?
Yeah, Pink Ribbon Girls.
So what type of event do they run? Because I know we've talked about them before on this show, so they're pretty big in the community.
So it's a charity event run by John Tyree – Dayton Disc Golf, Carl Charles, and that's in McGregor Park at the I want to say it's the AES building.
Okay.
It used to be a old ball golf disc golf course.
Okay.
And they set up a tournament there every year. And that's one of the best tournaments. They do raffles. They raise money mm-hmm. for the Pink Ribbon Girls, and yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Well, that's cool. And then you also said that you sponsored teams. Like,
yeah.
What do you mean by sponsored?
So what we
that?
Do
what
is
you tell us
about
that,
we did
what
entail,
or titles.
You know, just sponsoring players. You know, doing their graphics, you know, just trying to get them out there, because we do have a, you know, with some of the connections that we built early with Animated Disc Golf, where, you know, we're able to get people seen and try to help them get bigger sponsorships.
Right. Okay. No, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, that's obviously going that next step, taking it to another level.
Yeah.
Where you're sponsoring teams, trying to help other people. That's very,
because I guess
you could say, I mean, the opposite of being selfish.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I feel, like, you know, because honestly, I'm 44 years old, so I kind of, everybody my age is saying, man, I wish I would have found disc golf when I was young.
Yeah.
When I was this age. Well, unfortunately, I didn't.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, this is more like a, you know, I still, like, I do still play in tournaments, but not as mm-hmm. many as others. So for me, it's still more like a hobby, and I enjoy it. So mm-hmm. for me, I'm like, I don't practice too often.
Yeah.
Like when we're doing the bag tag leagues, I'm playing. I'm usually just right. showing up and playing. But yeah, there are people that do put a lot into the game, and for us, it's satisfying to see them get the accolades and mm-hmm. the sponsorship that they deserve.
Yeah. No, that's super cool. The next question we had was, you know, what's a project you're currently working on? And, well, we talked a lot about it already.
About
it's
that already.
The indoor putt-putt league.
Yeah, it's hard not to talk about because it's putting league week.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's literally coming in up in days.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, I'm definitely ready for that. Yeah.
What else is next? What's after this?
So, you know, after
what's the next big thing for Animated
after,
Disc Golf?
So after the putting league, we're going to roll right back into our bag tag season mm-hmm. and then disc golfing all summer, mob golf all summer.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll do the championship and then probably roll back in the.
I'm thinking for this indoor putt-putt, we need to, like, are we going to have a crown winner? And if we do have a crown winner, I'm thinking we should just get like a gold Dayton Discount Furniture disc.
That'd be cool. I think
winner gets a disc.
We can make that happen.
How
we can make something happen.
You know, like a gold disc.
At our last putting league, we did do that, and we gave away
putter.
We gave away a Zuka cart.
Okay.
So yeah, that's something we can do. We can think about that because we'll obviously keep track of who comes. So
yeah,
obviously,
I'll have to look into a gold disc.
We'll
what it costs to make.
We'll have more information on a grand prize, but then that means you're going to have to show up every week.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if it's all the weeks are going, we're going to count all the scores.
Yeah, the more you can win.
That's right.
Get closer to that gold disc.
That's right. So, and honestly, the more people that come, the more cash payout. So we'll have cash payout and prizes. So it'll definitely be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, how does everybody get a hold of you? How do they decide they want to sign up for this? What do they do?
So, honestly, there's no signing up. Well, you can come on Fridays starting January 24th, or you can find us on Facebook at Animated Disc Golf and on Instagram at Animated Disc Golf. I would say at TikTok, but not at the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
It's coming back. It's already back on.
And my personal page is actually Stephen Downing on Facebook and on Instagram, Big Smooth Ohio Disc Golf.
There you go. And you guys have a website too, though.
Yes, animateddiscgolf.com.
Okay. Now, is there any way they can sign up for anything on the website yet, or is it just kind of more of like, hey, this is what we do?
Yeah, it's kind of like, hey, this is what we do. We're going to be having some merch on there soon too,
okay.
And actually, we'll probably have some merch here. To on Fridays.
So people can purchase.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So.
Cool. Well, is there any words of encouragement, any words of wisdoms you want to leave us with? This is, you know, anything else you wanted to say about Animated Disc Golf 2, by the way?
Really, so only thing I'm going to say about Animated Disc Golf is thank you to Hazy Shade, Dayton Discount Furniture, and Papa John's for sponsoring the Putting League starting January 24th at 7:30 at Dayton Discount Furniture. And like I think I mentioned this earlier, words of wisdom, doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And thanks for having me, Frank.
Hey.
It's been fun. I'm definitely excited. We,
yeah.
we keep talking about the putting league, but that's what's up next.
That's what's coming.
So,
No, it's a pleasure having you on here. I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate you telling everyone about it. And thank you for being part of the Dayton community.
Yeah, thank you.
That's what this is all about. Dayton approved, baby.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you this Friday. And anyone else that wants to come out, too.
Yep, we'll be here.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Follow to our Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform. Be sure to sign up for our email list and receive an email to watch the show Wednesday at 8 a.m. Do you know a great Dayton business that you would like to see on the show? Visit our website at daytonapproved.com and click on the contact tab and tell us who you'd like to see.